This is Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. I'm Austin Cope. Joining me right now in the studios is KSJD's Gail Binkley, and both of us are going to have our last day at KSJD next Friday. Gail, how does that feel?
Well, it feels a little strange, but a little bit exciting, too, to be going on to different things. You're the one that's going on to something really different, though.
Yeah, we can talk about that in a minute. I do want to ask, because this has been less public, what are your different things in the future? What are you going to go on to do?
I think people who know me know that I'm basically at heart the kind of person that likes to write in-depth news. So I want to do more of that. I want to focus more on the Four Corners Free Press, which I co-own and edit. And I want to do some freelancing and maybe even write some fiction.
Yeah, I'm really curious about that, and I hope I can ask you about your book.
You can ask. I don't know if there's much to tell.
You do have a book in the works.
I'm trying, yes.
Mm-hmm. How much can we know about this right now?
What can I say? It's about two-thirds done, let's say that. It's something completely different. It has nothing to do with journalism.
Okay, so a different kind of story. It's fiction.
Yes.
What does the timeline look like? How far do you think it is in the future?
I would like to finish it up pretty soon and then see if, go do kind of a rewrite and see if anybody's interested in reading it.
I'm so curious about this. Can we have any hint about what it's about? Or
it's like, it's completely different, as I said.
That's so vague, though.
It's what you would call, I'm not sure what genre it is. It's sort of like fantasy. It's not really science fiction, but it's in a different reality.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Okay. You have my interest very much piqued. I hope that I'm going to get back to Cortez in 2 years and find this all over the bestseller shelves.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
All right. Yeah. Excellent. And so, looking back at KSJD, you've been on KSJD for years and years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What have been some highlights in the past time that you've been at KSJD, looking back at your time here?
There's been a lot of interesting stories that we've covered, and I think you know that as well as I do. I think the Bear's Ears was clearly one of the most interesting stories of the past 2.5 years.
It's been a pretty exciting saga, I have to say, and it continues.
Yes, and it continues. We've had some other ones that made some headlines and sparked some discussion, so all that was fun.
So I don't need to tell you this, but I think a lot of our listeners might understand as well. Lately, for journalism and journalists, it can be kind of challenging. What
Yes.
advice would you give to journalists who are out there based on your experience both at KSJD and as a journalist for most of your career?
The business really goes up and down, and people's attitudes towards journalists really fluctuate over the years. I've seen, in the heyday of journalism right after the Watergate era, journalism was one of the main majors in our mass communications department where I went to school. Quickly, over time it shrank and to where it was the smallest. I think there's always going to be a place for journalism, and if it's really where your heart is, you'd better just stick with it and be prepared not to make a lot of money, but to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's the idea of journalism right now, as I start out in my career, things have changed a lot. And I think you and I have been able to share some views on that, as we both navigate the digital world of journalism, the world of radio and the world of the internet and everything. Where do you see it going in the future?
That's really a good question. And I am not the right person to ask because I probably would never have predicted where it's gone at this point. I think there's going to be like some very divergent journalism. In the old days where people used to, share a lot of mass media and everybody read the paper, there's going to be a certain percentage of people that want really in-depth, hardcore investigative journalism, that sort of thing. And it's going to be a small percent, but still a sizable number. And then there's going to be a lot of other people who really just want quick, snappy headlines that they can look at on their devices.
Okay, let's shift the topic a little bit. I will let you be the journalist a little while longer and ask a few questions. There's details that I'd be happy to share about what I'm up to. I don't know where to start, though, so if you have any ideas.
All right. A lot of people know what you're up to, but there will be other people that don't. So why are you leaving KSJD and where are you going?
I am leaving KSJD. I received a fellowship from my alma mater, Oberlin College. It's an exchange program fellowship. It was open to alumni from the college up to 3 years after graduation. This is 2018 is my 3 year mark from graduating from college. This was the last year I was eligible. This fellowship is allowing me to go to India for 2 years and work in a nonprofit or NGO or non-government organization. And it's based around women's rights and sustainable agriculture. I'm going because this is an incredible opportunity. This is something that I've been interested in. I'm not only interested in social justice, but I'm also interested in just learning about the world. And I think this is a good opportunity to do that. I also don't have a family. I don't have a significant other. I'm kind of, at a point in my life where I can do this.
Yeah, this is the time. Definitely.
And a lot of people I talk to in the community have been saying that to me, and I've listened to people, and it's a time I'm going to do that. Journalism-wise, I hope to continue in journalism, at least at this point down the road. I will be probably doing some freelancing while I'm there. This has been an incredible experience so far. So it's not because I don't like journalism or because I don't like KSJD, quite the contrary.
Oh, absolutely. And I think people are going to be excited to follow, your adventures there and see what you learn and accomplish.
Yeah. And I am still on my list for this last week is to get more of an online presence than I do now. So I'm working on getting a blog set up, possibly a website. And so I'll communicate that to KSJD once I have it all up, all ready to go.
That sounds great.
So, yeah.
There's a little thing I'd like to add as a personal favor. I think one of the unappreciated persons who has helped me do the news for all these years has been my husband, David Long, who is also a journalist. He proofreads all of my headlines and has gone to meetings that I wasn't able to go to and, told me what went on and so on, and just kind of done it as a volunteer. So I'd like to give him a little shout out.
Oh, absolutely. Shout out to David Long.
All right.
He is an incredible guy.
Yep.
And he's one of those people who I don't know David that well, but he's the type of person you see around and you can tell he's following everything that's going on.
Absolutely.
He's not always very talkative about it, and he's pretty quiet and thoughtful, but he's got his eye on things.
He's a news junkie.
I'm always impressed by him.
So. All right, thanks, Austin.
Thanks, David, for everything that you've done for KSJD.
All right.
And Gail, we've got just a minute left, but I want to tell you thank you for all the guidance that you have given me and all the support and advice, and it means a lot. And you have really the things that I've learned from you, I could not have learned from working elsewhere, and it truly means a lot.
It means a lot to hear you say that. I appreciate
that. Everything you've done for me and for KSJD.
Well, and thank you, Austin, for being just such a great co-worker and colleague. We've had a really good working relationship, and I think, have meshed really well on the news coverage, and it's just been great to work with you. You're really talented, and I am looking forward to seeing what comes next for you.
Well, thanks. Yeah, me too. I don't know what the hell is going to happen, but we'll see.
Exactly.
All right. I've got another week here. Gail does too. But we're wrapping things up. It's been great.
Absolutely.
This is Morning Edition on KSJD. Stay with us.